This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Right, we're walking down a side alley on the way to meet Baby Anne.
Yes, so Baby Anne was one of the members of the Compassion Project who was special needs. She's now 15 years old, and when she first came into the project, they estimated her mental age at 2 years old, was non-verbal, very clingy, and because she couldn't communicate it, she was actually quite hostile to the other children. And so we're going to actually have an opportunity to meet Baby Annie right now and just see how much of a transformation has happened in her life because of some incredible sponsor somewhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. I have a child. My daughter is
the eldest
is Lister Ann, and I have three kids, and this is our house. We are only six people in living here, sir. I'm very glad my daughter is to enter the Compassion, because look at my house, I cannot afford the tuition fee of Lester Ann in my school, because I am a tricycle driver. I'm very glad and thank the Compassion and also to our God. She changed a lot, sir, because in a few years that I bring her in the school, she learned a lot, because she can write her name and identify letters, and she can count a number, sir. And I'm very thankful for that.
So one of the things that Lester said that I thought was really powerful was that he wakes up at 4 a.m. in the morning to do 2 hours of work so he can get home by 6 so that he can provide breakfast for the family. This kind of really is hand-to-mouth living, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And to hear that his hope for Baby Anne is that she would grow to be more social, yeah, and be more confident in herself, and that Compassion is helping make that possible, this is such an exciting thing.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.